Our halftime show today is presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Time to take a peek at our out-of-town scoreboard. That is presented by Coke Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. Real Coke taste and zero calories. Top 25 action going on right now in the SEC. Tennessee leading number 11, South Carolina 17-14 in the third quarter. Also in the third quarter, Texas Tech being beaten by West Virginia down in Mountaineer Land 27-16. Oklahoma State on top of TCU 17-0. Georgia 24 and Vandy 14. Also in the SEC in the third quarter, it is Missouri 20 and Florida 10. Coming up a bit later on today, Northern Illinois will take on Central Michigan. Ohio State home for Iowa. Oklahoma on the road at Kansas. Texas A&M will match up with Auburn. UCLA on the road at Stanford. Getting into the nighttime slate, Washington at Arizona State. Alabama will try to go to 7-0 when they welcome in Arkansas. Iowa State on the road at Baylor. Ole Miss home for LSU. Big one tonight in the ACC, the night game of the evening. Clemson home for Florida State. Both teams, they combined 11-0. Illinois home for number 25, Wisconsin. Washington State will visit number 2, Oregon. UNLV on the road at number 17, Fresno State. And a key game as well. Notre Dame is home today for USC. We take a peek now with some FCS stuff involving the Ivy League teams. Of course, Monmouth leads Columbia here 17-16. Fordham on top of Yale 24-10. Harvard leads Lafayette 7-0. It is UPenn and Columbia right now scoreless in the first quarter. Same story between Dartmouth and Bucknell. Princeton and Brown will kick off about 6 o'clock tonight. Scoreboard from the Northeast Conference. A lot of these teams coming up on the schedule for Mama. Sacred Heart leads Bryant 14-0. Duquesne will square off at Robert Morris. That game coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. Of course, the Big South, where MU is headed after this coming season. Some games getting up and running, including Charleston Southern on the road. This is a late addition, really, to the schedule. They are squaring off against Colorado. That just game getting kicked off. Presbyterian playing host to VMI. VMI leads in that game now 7-0. Colorado has just jumped on top of Charleston Southern 8-0. Coastal Carolina will be in Lynchburg to square off with Liberty. That game coming up tonight. That is our scoreboard. It's presented by Coca-Cola Zero. We're getting set here for the start of the second half. Monmouth looking to get themselves back on track. MU leads this one 17-0. They were up by a score. They were up by a score of 17-0. Cornell has almost come all the way back. They trail by a point, 17-16, and the Big Red will receive the football to start. Lucas Santangelo will spot it at the 35-yard line and put it smack dab in the middle of the field. It has been a special teams nightmare for MU so far in this game. It completely has changed the dynamic of the game. Monmouth was able to pick themselves off the deck of one mistake, an early block punt, but a bad snap and another block punt have completely changed this game around. Santangelo looking to get MU starting things off with a good spot defensively. Wobbly kick fielded by Rogers at the 3-yard line, to the 10, out of the 15, out to the 20, to the 25. Will run his way forward over to the 30. Almost had the ball stripped away. Came out late. Mama says they have it. Still talking about it. The referee's looking at it, and it is Hawk football. That ball got stripped out at the very last second before Rogers fell down. Joe Johnson was a guy who had his hand in on it. I didn't even see who came out of the bottom of the pile with it, but MU starting this one with a little enthusiasm, a special teams play of their own.
They kind of started to pull the ball out, Matt, as he was going down, and because he started fumbling with his knee at the ground, they allow the play to stand. So even though half of the seats are still empty because people are still in their halftime routine, the team came out ready to go right away.
Ify Isaluka, by the way, a little shaken up after that fumble recovery. The Monmouth offense back on. Julian Hayes gets it, trying to run hard off the right side. Doesn't have much room to work with. Stacked up at the 33-yard line. 1-yard pickup. Make it second down and 9.
I think we have now an accurate time for the how fast you can go to the bathroom and sprint back up to the press box.
What are you talking about? You just had the whole halftime off. We didn't hear you at all.
I pulled the strings. That's what we do.
Just the guy. Second and nine now for MU, trying to cash in on this big opportunity. Ball spotted at the Cornell 33. Brandon Hill steps up in the pocket, wants to throw, goes over the middle, finds Davenport, who'll make the catch at the 18-yard line, and then tripped up at the last second. Nice set of hands. Bobby Marinim with the catch, with the tackle, rather, and it'll be first down and 10 for MU.
First down.
Strong hands by Davenport. Reliable receiver over the middle, making a tough catch. He's been really, really good today because Neil Sterling has been as close to a non-factor as we've seen since those first couple of weeks.
Third catch of the day for Davenport. Hayes will get it this time off the left side. Chopped down at the 16-yard line.
Hayes the ball carrier.
Someone a little slow to get up for Monmouth. Brent one of the Mueller offensive linemen. Looks like Peter Ireland, the 6'3", 290-pound junior, the right guard. He's able to get himself up, however, under his own power. It'll be Hunter McHugh to come in and take at least a snap.
Ireland waved him off, but when you're down on the field and play stops, you have to come out of the game. I'm sure the athletic trainers want him out anyway to make sure after an evaluation that he couldn't get further hurt. But I like the drive, Matt, and I like the passion we've seen from the Hawks here in the second half.
Second and eight. This is a big second down play for Mama. Second and long. Hill looks left, throws right. Watch Davenport! Touchdown, Mama! Great job by Brandon Hill, who took a shot. He looked the defenders off. Starting left, coming back to the right for Davenport, who scores from 16 yards out. And MU back on the board, much needed points, and cashing in on a Cornell turnover.
Absolutely huge drive after the turnover on the kickoff. And how about Brandon Hill? Standing in the face of pressure, took an absolute shot, wobbling to the sidelines, but not after throwing an absolute strike to Lamar Davenport for the score.
On for the extra point, Eric Spillane. Kick is up, and it is good. Good start for Mama. 24 on the board to 16 for Cornell. We're back in 30 seconds with 13:09 to go here in the third quarter. You're listening to Mama Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, we'd like to remind you that for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. You can read our good friend Josh Newman's article about today's game in tomorrow's edition of the Press, and also by checking out the Hawks Nest blog on app.com.
Set to kick off again from the 35-yard line is Lucas Santangelo. Rogers and Smith both back deep. Big boot into this one. Rogers, 7 yards back, will take a knee. And the ball will come out to the 25-yard line, where it'll be first and 10. Still a one-score game, even with that last touchdown. 24-16 in favor of Mama. 13:09 to go in the third quarter.
You know, Matt, we spent the end of the first half talking about momentum and how fragile it can be in a football game with so many ebbs and flows. Well, the Hawks have begun this second half by seizing the momentum back, forcing a turnover, marching right down, promptly getting a touchdown. I think that's a really encouraging sign after the way that first half ended.
Here's Matthews, Jeff Matthews, the Cornell quarterback, coming on for his first crack at the Monmouth defense. On a first down and 10, MU with a set 4-3 alignment. Corners now walking off. Grant Gallatly in motion. Four into the pattern. Matthews is in trouble. Steps up in the pocket. Hit as he releases the football. Flag coming out. Can't believe you're going to say rough in the passer here if that's the call. Out to the 32-yard line. Zach Irizarry was the man who was held. It'll be a holding call, not a roughing the passer call. That is good news. And the ball will be spotted back inside the 20 at about the 15-yard line. 10-yard infraction, make it first down and 20.
Yeah, it was thrown in the area. I agree with you. Initially thought it was going to be roughing the passer because we saw Matthews hit the deck, but they found a hold back there in the backfield.
Here's a draw play up the middle for Hagee. Good yardage on first and long. We'll take it to the 20-yard line. Thank you, Jared. 6-yard pickup. Make it second down and just about 15. That scoring drive for Monmouth. 4 plays, 34 yards. Buck 39 off the clock. Hill to Davenport for 16 yards. Matthews now with a second down and long. Empty backfield. Gallantly and Bostain. Tight end slot combo off to the left side. And Matthews looking left. Now comes back to the right. Down the seam. Ball hits the helmet of Dave Demersion, who had the coverage that time on Hagee. And it will bring up a third and long. Now I'll say this. Demersion maybe never turned around that time to look for the football. But as most offensive coordinators would say, if I can get my tailback isolated on a linebacker, I'll take it. Demersion, a pretty good guy covering down the field.
His development has really been, I think, Matt, one of the reasons this defense is so improved from last year to this year. You're right. He doesn't do any one thing great. He does a lot of things really well, though.
Third down and 15. Just about 3 minutes ticked off the clock. Here comes McDonough and the blitz for Monmouth. Matthews trying to elude the rush. Giving chase is Demersion. Matthews will let it go. He will find a receiver. Hagee bails him out. Catch is made at about the 33. And then comes down to the 40. And a late flag coming in.
Going to have a conference here. I didn't see anything, Matt. What do you think it could be?
Was thrown by the side judge in front of the Cornell sideline. And it has to be some sort of late something because it looked like the play was already done.
How about Matthews with the ultimate no, yes play?
Yeah, it's a personal foul late hit on Pat Gray, the safety, so that's plus 15. Now all of a sudden Cornell back in business. They get it at the Monmouth 45-yard line.
Matthews rolling right, throwing back across his body. You'd know the Cornell coaches were hating that till they saw it was a completion for a first down.
Five wide receivers for Cornell. Three left, two right. Matthews has the ball from the right side. Hash mark. Gets the snap. Three-man pressure. Make it four-man pressure now for Monmouth. Matthews again rolling off to the right. Will tuck it and run. Get a yard. And that's it on second and nine. Everyone on the Monmouth sideline Matthews looking for a hold, which looked pretty clear. Matthews, though, I'll tell you this. He has shown when he's needed to at least the ability to elude the rush. Not a runner, really, but he's gotten away from pressure a couple times.
Yeah, he's good at extending plays, and he's got good mobility within the pocket. That time escaped it, able to pick up a yard.
Single back is Hagee. Off to Matthews' right. Trips this time to the left. Look for Bostain here, the middleman in the trips formation. Good size as a stand-up tight end at 6'5". They'll flare it out this time. Gallantly, who gets hit by Johnson. It will be an incomplete pass. Set up quick flare to the outside for Grant Gallantly. Joe Johnson
is incomplete.
Read the play as if someone from Cornell whispered across the sideline, this is the play we're doing, just come get us.
When Joe Johnson's in the lineup for Monmouth, they really are a different defense. He's actually playing back a little bit in more of a safety position, still battling that turf toe injury.
Third down, great
play.
Nine.
He shot the gap right through the blocker and able to dislodge the receiver from the football.
Third down set up. Again, Cornell will empty out the backfield. Two right, three left. Play clock down now to four with 10:45 to go in the third quarter. Matthews again in trouble. Again moves from the pocket. This time we'll get sacked. Brought down at the 44-yard line in Cornell territory. Zach Irizarry comes through and gets the play.
Zach Irizarry.
That team that ended the first half, I don't know where they are now because this Monmouth team is focused and they're fired up. Great plays defensively, offensively, and even that much maligned special teams making a play to begin things. This team looks great right now.
Irizarry with the sack, a helping hand with pressure from Corey Neal. On to punt it away, Chris Frazier. Elijah Phillips will call for and make a fair catch at the MU 18-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for the Hawks. For Irizarry, his first sack of the season. And I agree, Monmouth has come out with a renewed spirit here. And now you just hope that it plays itself all the way through. Get that lead back that you worked so hard to go up 17 to nothing. You can do some damage to Cornell with a nice drive here.
A nice clock-eating drive. Go back to those possessions in the first half when MU, using run-pass balance, was able to bring the clock down.
Pressure coming from the Big Red. The give is to Asante off the right side. KB breaks one tackle, squirts forward to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 7 to make it 2nd and 3 for MU.
I think the team has responded so well here in the second half. How many times have you and I over these last few years said, you know, now they really need to make a play? Well, no, now they really do. And at times they haven't, and then allowed negative momentum to snowball. Great, great job in that halftime locker room, making some adjustments and coming out here in the third quarter.
2nd and 3, bubble screen set up again. It's Sterling to make the catch, has it at the 30, runs his way to the 35, tiptoes out of bounds at the 43-yard line. That will be a first down, 18-yard pickup. With 9:23 to go, the sticks will move and the Hawks getting themselves back on the march again offensively.
And don't forget about number 17 out there on the outside. I know Davenport's had a good day. McLafferty's made a few catches. But then you have to look over there, and I'll still say it, one of the best receivers in FCS football is just standing there on the outside. He has yet to get it going outside of that touchdown catch.
Split out this time, near sideline to the right. Asante gets it, hops through the line, has good yardage right up the middle to the Cornell 45-yard line.
Asante, the ball
that will
carrier,
go as a gain
Michael
of 12, so on
stop,
back-to-back plays, first downs for MU.
Another first down.
Morrow will come out. Sumlin will come in. MU will go formation this time with the ball in the middle part of the field. Sumlin and Phillips, slot receiver combo to the left. McLafferty tight end right. Sterling wide receiver to the right. Three down linemen for Cornell. They'll walk up the outside linebacker, Trey Miner. And now Monmouth pulls back out with 3 seconds on the play clock. Asante. Outside zone to the right, works it down to the 40, 5-yard pickup, and another typical Monmouth drive here, kind of a clock-eating drive with the pass mixed in a little bit. About 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, MU trying to add to a 24-16 advantage.
Already into Cornell territory, letting that clock tick down. Under 8 now to go in this third quarter, playing right into what the coaches want them to do again. It's keep it away from the Big Red, and they're playing well right now, executing offensively.
Asante, the single back with Hill. It'll be KB up the middle, started right, cut back left at the line of scrimmage. Gets forward to the 42-yard line, check it, the 37-yard line.
Asante,
that is a 3-yard pickup,
Hewler
and make
and
it 3rd and 2.
On the stop.
Monmouth will bring in a big package
third
here.
Down and 2.
Handorf and Morrow into the game at the same time. Sterling, the far side wide receiver, the only receiver into the game. Asante single back. Cornell moving the nose man that time, Brent Jones. I say tapped Mike Hunchek on the helmet, and Hunchek smart enough to fall backwards as if he's putting in his submission for an Oscar roll, because it looked like he was hit by a full moving target, and he wasn't much stronger than that, but sometimes you gotta sell it.
Sure, maybe borrowing a page out of a sport that sells a similar name, football maybe, a little soccer acting job.
See that all the time. McLafferty Sterling combo this time to the right side of the formation. Two off to the left, pumped once. Hill wants Sterling, got tangled up with his defensive back, Michael Turner. It'll fall incomplete, though I will say I like the play call. The pump-and-go fake action for Sterling, trying to, again, kind of break his way free. 6:52 to go here in the third quarter. Monmouth will have it 2nd and 10.
Good play call, better coverage as the defensive back on the play not fooled at all. Good job out there by Turner, staying with Sterling step for step.
This time, Hill will put Asante to his left in the backfield. Play action. Hill rolling left, looking, and underthrows a sliding Eric Sumlin to set up 3rd and 10.
He had McLafferty running short in the flat. And I know we've said it on broadcast. Brandon Hill still has to get better at finding and locating his second and third receivers. I think that time, Matt, he locked in on Eric Sumlin, never saw number 8 McLafferty streaking across the field.
And I would say that probably not a strength. And to be fair, not for a lot of quarterbacks, rolling away from your body. You've got to throw across for a right-handed quarterback when you roll left. Third down and 10. Hill will send four out of the pattern. Stands in the pocket. Got McLafferty wide open. Catch it to 10 at the 5. Touchdown, Monmouth. That is a strength of Brandon Hill. Hanging in the pocket and delivering it on a line to Mike McLafferty. Touchdown, MU. They go up 30-16 with the extra point upcoming.
It's easy when no one's going to cover you. How about that play? McLafferty wide open. Ran that nice little flag route to the outside. And a picture-perfect throw from Hill, who credit him today. He has been on target with his passes.
Yeah.
And now we talked about Matthews coming in. Well, how about Brandon Hill's been the better quarterback?
No doubt about it. He has had good touch with Spillane on for the extra point. Vellis, the holder, kick is up, and the kick is good. Monmouth, 31. Cornell, 16. We step out for 30 seconds with 6:38 to go in the third quarter. Hawks back up now by two scores. Quick pause on the Shore Sports Network.
We'd like to thank our friends at the NJEA for their continued support of Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the New Jersey Education Association, they work to make public schools great for every child.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti, Ray Malaspina, the crew today, Shore Sports Network, Eddie and I here, Ray back in the studios. Monmouth leading 31-16, 6:38 to go in the third quarter on a gray overcast day. Homecoming Saturday here in West Long Branch. End over end kick by Santangelo, fielded by Rogers at his 3. Far sideline to the 25, out to the 30. Nice move to the 35-yard line. And tackled finally just shy of the 40. They will spot the football at the 39-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for Cornell.
This Monmouth team looks like they have settled down after that shaky second quarter. Defense playing well. The offense has been really good in the third quarter. And up to this point, Matt, this Monmouth defense has kind of shut down Cornell quarterback Jeff Matthews.
Still a lot of time left in this game, and Cornell can strike. Play action set to the left. Screen pass to the right. The ball went right through Pat O'Hara's hands as he deflects it down. That a defensive lineman's dream. Almost had an interception, and O'Hara, good athlete, I think would have easily scored on the play. Instead, make it second and 10.
Yeah, if he catches it, he scores because no lineman's catching him. He's got the ball with momentum. But even though they've had a couple sacks, but Matt, the pressure has been good against Matthews.
Lucas Shapiro in motion. Two left, two right for Matthews. Here comes some pressure again. Matthews dumps it down over the middle, finds Galatly, who's got full head of steam into Mama territory at the 40. Run out of bounds about the 30. Check at the 29-yard line, where it'll be first time. That time, Joe Johnson beaten in the coverage by Galatly, who ran a crossing pattern all the way across the field, and Johnson got himself lost.
And if you remember in the game a year ago, that route specifically killed this Monmouth defense. It were those drags and crosses across the field against that Monmouth zone that enabled Cornell last season to put up big numbers.
First down and 10 now for Cornell. Hagee as the single back. Chris Lenz, the single receiver, left. Galatly, Rogers, and Shapiro all up top to the right. 5:45 and rolling in the third. Matthews pressured, rolls left, stops and throws. It's intercepted. Picked off by Johnson-Skowski at the 40. Makes a move of the 45, gets the midfield, tackled in Cornell territory at the 44-yard line. John Sikowski with the big play, and the Hawks defense comes through again for Sikowski. His first interception of the season.
Shifty run on the football. How about that? I know he played some running back in high school, but that was really impressive. How about this? The defense again coming up with a big play. They have been opportunistic in this contest today, and now you give that offense the football back in fantastic field position.
He was a tremendous running back at Manalapan High School his junior and senior year, and you know, playing as a linebacker now, You love getting your hands on the football to kind of show off the old moves every once in a while. Offset eye look to the right. It'll be Asante on the carry. Works his way down to the 40-yard line for a gain of four. Make it second down and six now for the MU offense. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Monmouth up 31-16.
Gain of four, second down and six.
Hawk offense looking to go back to work here. They've found a groove for sure. Two high safety sent for Cornell. Corners up in bump and run coverage. Hill wants to throw. Looks again for Sterling down the near sideline. Sterling makes the catch of the 15-yard line. Spun down on the tackle at about the 14. That will be a first down.
Finding room in between the corner and the safety. Ball put perfectly on Sterling by Hill.
They put it at the big red 14-yard line. Nick Lafferty, tight end this time to the right. Sterling, slot left. Davenport back into the game. Wide man to the left. Morrow and Asante. A two-back set with Hill. High snap. It goes back to Asante, who alertly catches the football. It will be a six-yard loss back to the 20-yard line. But at least Monmouth keeping possession of it. Heads-up play that time by KB.
That was a weird-looking play.
Not as it was drawn up in the playbook, I'm sure.
You mean they didn't draw it up?
Don't flick it in the air, and we'll hope that the running back catches it.
Well, that's been the only thing that has not really gone well. This offense has ran it, thrown it really well this afternoon.
Make it second and 16 now for Mama. 3:45 to go, third quarter. MU up by 15. Asante at the point of attack, cuts back right, takes it down to the 15-yard line. About a five-yard pickup. It'll be third and 11. Mama certainly within the range of Eric Spillane, but would love a blow here to Cornell with seven more on the board. Asante will set himself behind Brandon Hill, who will work with trips left. McLafferty, Richards, and Davenport. Sterling right. Asante will get it. Draw play off the right side to the 11-yard line. About a four-yard pickup. It'll be fourth down.
Asante, the ball carrier,
and about seven. And Eric Spillane will come on for the field goal attempt.
Judging by the play call, this was what Coach Callahan wanted the whole time. Draw on third and 10. Cornell's defense came through, got a stop for the big red. It's Spillane on his second hopeful field goal make of the day.
Low snap, good hold by Velas. This one hooking off to the left, but it is good.
Eric Spillane's 28-yard
so
field
Eric Spillane with
good.
A 28-yard fact, field goal Mammoth does give Monmouth a 34-16 lead.
Presented by our friends
now back
University
to a three-score game.
Deli.
We step out for on 30 seconds. Back with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Bridge. Network. Monmouth with three more on the scoreboard. Make it 34-16. 2:34 to go in the third quarter. Hawks have regained control here in this football game. And Lucas Santangelo getting set to kick off. Five players to his left, five back to the right. A little bit of breeze in his face. Squib kick here. Back to the second line. It's fielded by one of the up men at the 30-yard line. Good return coming forward. That is number 84, B.J. Fitzpatrick.
B.J. Fitzpatrick on the return.
Not sure if that was drawn up
Eric
in the book.
Sumlin makes the stop.
We've seen some good returns by Ben Rogers so far, but Monmouth hasn't yielded a big return off a kickoff. And you can see Kevin Callahan, the 21st-year head coach for Monmouth, having a conversation with Santangelo. I think if you're going to squib it that way, you got to make sure it gets at least far enough back into that last couple of guys. Matthews going back to work with good field position. Throws down the middle. Has a seam open. Galatly cannot hang on to it. Had slipped past the coverage of Clark Coe, but the incompletion will make it a second and 10.
Incomplete. second down and 10.
On second and 10, trips off to the right. Hagee gets the carry, spins forward, and gets close to midfield. About a 7-yard pickup. Tackled by Nick Carroll. Last Monmouth scoring drive.
Rosari and Carroll.
6 plays, 33 yards. Eric Spillane with his 9th field goal of the year, 28-yarder, to give Monmouth the 18-point advantage. Third down and 2. Two receivers either way. Blitz coming from Monmouth. Matthews over the middle. Finds Galatly, who will make the catch. Tevron Brandon will ride him out of bounds. Dave Demersion was pressing off the edge,
Matthews
looking for a holding call that he will not get.
Stop made by Brandon. That play will result in a Cornell first down.
First down and 10 now from the MU 40-yard line. Four-man front for the Hawks. Two-back set. Counterplay. Back to the middle of the field. This will go to Dillon back up the middle. Have not called his name a whole lot. Dustin Dillard,
the ball carrier. Anthony McDonough.
On a 3-yard gain. Make it second and 7. We're down now inside of a minute here in the third quarter.
Second down and 7.
Monmouth defense has played extremely well here in this set of 15 minutes, trying to close it out. Big play or two to wind down the third. Trips package off to the right, tight end to the left. Hagee will get it. Off tackle to the right side. Puts his head down and gets to the 33-yard line. Gain of 4. That could be the final play from scrimmage unless Cornell wants to snap it again. They don't have to. Play clock has been turned off. We're down now to 20 seconds in this third.
Kind of interesting, Matt, that a team that airs it out so much is taking such a deliberate pace and running the football down 18 points.
Yeah, they have run it a lot here today. Hagee will get it, stopped before he gets to the first down mark. Dave Demersion comes through with a hard tackle. Only about a 2-yard gain just inside the 32-yard line. That takes us to the end of the third quarter. We step out for 60 seconds. We're back right after this, with Monmouth leading 34-16.
Fans, at this time,
MU,
we're happy to announce the winners,
15 minutes away from
University
winning a homecoming game. We're back right after this with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.